You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Parashas Vayera, the title of the shiur is The Interactive Relationship of Midas Adin and Midas Harachmin in Bringing the Geula. A few words of introduction. When Hashem created the world, He created two independent critical mechanisms, Midas Adin and Midas HaChesed, both indispensable in running the universe. It is commonly assumed that the function of Midas Adin is for punishment and destruction, and Midas HaRachmim is for forgiveness and salvation, Geula. When in fact, Midas Adin is a necessary component in the Geula, and Midas HaRachmim is a necessary component in Churban. This is true on a macro level throughout Jewish history, affecting Klal Yisrael as a whole, and a micro level in the life of every Yiddish kind through their experience of their own Golus and Geula. In this shiur, we will first focus on two specific historical examples of the action of Midas Adin and Midas HaChesed to Klal Yisrael. The first, from the Pirish of the Tzifzei Kohen on our Parshas HaShavu and Parshas Vayera. And the second, we will quote from Rebbe Elchanan's Ikvas de Meshicha, written during the fires of the Holocaust of World War II. In the very beginning of his Pirish in Parshas Vayera, the Tzifzei Kohen gives a fundamental clarification of Hashem's answer to Moshe's question at the end of the previous parasha, Lama Havoisa La'amaze. Hashem sent Moshe to Klal Yisrael to tell them that he will save them from Avodah HaKasha, the terrible bondage, and instead of Geula, instead of salvation, it got worse. So Hashem answers Moshe, and now we quote from the Tzifzei Kohen, Ani Tzorech Lahanig Hadin. Kodesh Baruch Hu is saying, I have to, kiviyochol, act with Midas Hadin Ma'at Ma'at Dei Shiyimta. So that should bring the sweetening, so to speak, should bring Midas HaChesed. Why? Lefi Shemidas Hadin Mekadreges Shelo Yigia HaKetz. The Midas Hadin says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the time for the Geula that you set 400 years, that time has not transpired. It's only 210 years. So the extra avoida, the extra bondage, was a necessity in the Geula. It was an important component to bring the Geula. And he adds, and this is very fascinating, Kimoi Ha'isha Shemekarav Leledes. Just like a woman when she comes closer to the time of childbirth, she experiences great pain, the pain of childbirth. And only after that, after the stronger and stronger contractions, we call it the tzar chavle leid of achre kein yoledes. Only after that can she give birth. And then the Tzifzei Kohen had a fascinating quote from the Medrash, Shir Hashirim Rabba, Im roim dor shetzoros tekufos toike. If someone is in a generation that they see that the tzoros are exceedingly intense, tzofa l'raglei shel Mashiach. It's time to look for the feet of Mashiach, or as I would say, to hear the footsteps of Mashiach. And with that, he says and explains the first pasuk in Parshas Vayera. Vaydabar Elokim el Moshe. Elokim is Midas Adin. V'yom alav ani Hashem. Af kan omer Elokim. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, you see my Mida of Din. You're asking me why did with Klal Yisrael experiencing Din. The Din is the precursor to Rachmim. So this is a fascinating revelation that Midas Adin is an important component in Geula. So this was the first historical narrative where we see that in our shir. The second is Rebbe Elchanan, in his famous Kuntres Ikvas de Meshicha, he endeavors to clarify the Rashi at the beginning of Parshas Netzavim, where Klal Yisrael was traumatized after they heard the klolis, the curses and punishments that's articulated in the Psukim in Kisova, the Toichacha. Moshe saw how they were traumatized, so he calmed them down by saying to them, and this is a quote from Rashi, V'haklolois v'hayisurim mekaymin eschem. Klal Yisrael, do not be afraid, because the klolis and the great pain that's described in the Toichacha, mekaymin eschem, this will help you survive the Golis. So Rebbe Elchanan asks, how does pain and suffering we experience in the Golis help us survive? So he says a fascinating thing. He answered, B'sho, Shaketega Misgaberes Neged Yisrael. in a time where the prosecuting attorney has very strong tainus, a strong case against Klal Yisrael. The prosecutor with Midas Adin is saying the sins of Klal Yisrael are very strong and they deserve to be destroyed. So the question is, how can a Kodesh Baruch Hu, who promised us that he will never destroy us, how can he counter the Midas Adin? Because it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Melech B'Mishpat Yamoid Oretz, he created Midas Adin, he cannot bypass Midas Adin. So Rabbi Elchanan says, Ma Osa Kodesh Baruch Hu, Mamed Al Yisrael Haman, he creates a Haman, a Rasha, who wants to destroy all of Klal Yisrael. HaRoidfim Ba'af V'Chemas Zam, Shenasim Yisrael Rodfim Bo Hatzalosam. From the fact that there is so much anti-Semitism coming from this Haman, or like we see in our day, where there's such abundant anti-Semitism throughout the world, it's almost not understandable. Why should there be so much anti-Semitism? So B'chonan says, Ve'elikim yivakesh esan yadav, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu, it says in the Pasuk, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Midas Adin, will wreak vengeance against the person who is afflicting the nirdav. This is a pasuk in Kehelas. And the Chazal add that afilu tzadik roidef rasha, even if the person who is afflicting someone, the roidef, even if he's a tzadik, and the nirdav, the person who is being run after, who is being afflicted, even if he's a rasha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will defend us because this Haman turned us into a nirdav, even if we are rishoyim. So with this, B'chonon illuminates the Rashi in its oven, how the trials and tribulations of the Golas keep us alive. It protects us against Midas Adin because we're in a Dauphin. And it annuls the pending verdict on us because of our great Averis or because of the number of people that are sinning. And it also explains why we are continuously experiencing virulent anti-Semitism through this long and bitter Golas. And we see here, as we see in the Sifsei Koyin, that the Midas Adin is the precursor of the Geula. And like we see at the beginning of the Parsha, as we articulated, the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I am Elohim, when you see the Midas Adin, but I am really, this is the introduction to the Ani Hashem, to the Midas Arach. And just as a footnote to the end of this part of the Shir, this concept, as put forward by Rabbi Elchanan and by the Sifsei Koyin, where before the big Geula, we see Midas Adin, that comes to mind by Haman, before the big Geula, there was the Gezeirah of Kloy on all of Klal Yisrael, to give one example. And another example is, more recently during the Shoah, the terrible Churban that happened to Klal Yisrael, and immediately afterwards we were given Eretz Yisrael. So this concept repeats itself through history, and I think it's a very fascinating concept, as I said at the beginning, from the macro level to all of Klal Yisrael. But the same concept seems to apply to individuals. And we're going to end the shir with a story from Rav Shlomo Zevin in Parsha Shmois on the Pasuk Ki Mesu Kol Anoshim Sheyodu Minizkehem. Rashi says, V'anig Choshev Kemes. It's a very fearful story here, which we will try to condense as much as possible. It's not a long story, which was told of a Ger Chassid, a Chassid of the Chedushi Arim, at one point was a wealthy man, but his fortunes changed and he became a terrible Uraman, Onigodl. And he had an Eitzah, which he asked the Chedushi Arim, if he should travel to his Koivim in Chutz La'aretz to ask them for help, because they were very wealthy. And he thought that maybe he could be taken out of this very difficult anias of his poverty. But tzaddik lo hiskim, the tzaddik was not masking. So he asked him, well, maybe I can write them a letter and tell them about my bad matziv, and perhaps they could send me some money that I could keep body and soul together. And the Rebbe said, I'm not masking to this either, the Chedush Arim. And this was a big pella to the chassid, because he saw it as a viable option that he could be saved from his bad matziv. And he traveled again at a different time to Ger to ask his Rebbe again, and he repeated this many times. And the Rebbe kept on saying no. And the matzav was getting worse and worse, and the wife of this Gevir was in a terrible way emotionally because of this poverty. And he cried before the Rebbe, and he said, Rebbe, please let me do this Eitzah. or at least let me send them a letter to help me? And the Rebbe was very strong and said, "Ma yasaloch ani kvar amarti l'chodati." I shared my thoughts with him. So after this terrible situation that he was experiencing him in, and the repeated times that he asked the Rebbe, "Please, please let me do it," he couldn't hold himself back. And even though the Rebbe told him no, he sent the letter, and his great hopes were realized. The relatives responded in a very positive way, and they immediately sent him some money. And then they started sending him regular money because they were financially well off and they were happy to help. And just as he felt his fortunes change, this poor fellow, suddenly he was gripped by a fearful illness. And he became bedridden, and he was afraid that he was being punished because he didn't listen to the Rebbe. He wanted to apologize to the Rebbe because he blamed the fact that he became ill because he didn't follow the advice of the Rebbe. She'over al das tzaddik. So he asked one of his friends, "Please, please travel to the Rebbe and please ask him for forgiveness on my behalf." And this friend went and he told the story to the Rebbe, and the Rebbe was quiet for a number of minutes, and then he told him, "You should know, shelepamim shenigzal al echad misa rachmana litzlon yesh eitzav hashamayim lahasa mimenu roya hagzera al yedei yisurim." That there is an eitzah to avoid a verdict of death. If a verdict of death is given from upon high, it can be averted, because ani choshev kemeis. So if this person is poor, he can avert the death sentence, rachmana litzlan, and he continued to live. So the Ger Rebbe said, "What can I do if the choyle himself pushed away the eitzah of anias, which was keeping him alive, and these relatives took away the dachkis, which was keeping this person alive? What this caused was that nifsaka chiyusay rachmana litzlan. It took away his power of life because the anias was keeping him alive." This is what the Ger Rebbe told this fellow who came on behalf of this unfortunate fellow. This yedid immediately returned from Ger to the choyla, kvar lo imatzu b'chayim, rachmana litzlan. The fellow was no longer alive. So the Rebbe said, it wasn't that I got angry at him. That had nothing to do with this. It's just that the Rebbe saw that there was a fearful verdict hanging over his head, and he tried averting the death sentence, and it could no longer be averted once the relatives started sending him money. Rabbeisai, the tzaddikim are always there to try to save us, and we will know simchas, we will know nachas, we will know yeshuas. The Bnei Shalom knows that Klal Yisrael has experienced great trials and tribulations, and all of the anti-Semitism that we experience now. Let us realize and recognize the words of the Sifsei Kohen, that when the tzores are upon us, we should look for the footsteps of Mashiach. But bis de kretschme darf man euchetub mit a trink, like we are wont to say. Until the big geula, we should have refuas, we should have yeshuas, we should have psuras toivas, and we should have simchas, and the Bnei Shalom will help that they'll yeshuas Hashem keherefayin for us, for Klal Yisrael, and for Eretz Yisrael.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.